National estimates say fewer than 70% of Latinos and African Americans graduate high school. In Austin, Texas, there's a charter school dedicated solely to teaching dropouts and helping them to graduate. But the state says the school doesn't meet academic and financial standards and wants to close it down. From Radio Bilingüe, Joy Diaz has more.
Debbie Radcliffe is a spokesperson with the Texas Education Agency, or TEA. She says the state's new law is pretty clear. Among other things, it gave TEA teeth to revoke the licenses of failing charter schools.
If a school has received the state's lowest either academic or financial rating for 3 straight years, it automatically is closed.
6 schools throughout the state are failing.
American Youth Works.
One of them is American Youth Works, one of the few charters nationwide that specializes in helping dropout kids graduate.
You're welcome.
Park Smith is American Youth Works CEO, and he says his school is pretty atypical.
We get them to catch up and move on to post-secondary education or to career pathways.
Smith says unconventional students require unconventional teaching methods. For instance, it takes some of his students 6, 7, or even 10 years to graduate.
This is not your typical classroom. We have rocking chairs where the mothers can sit with their baby if they're nursing in that moment. We have carpets and toys for the children.
The classroom is an example of American Youth Works successes. Out of the 12 teen moms enrolled in the program this year, 8 will graduate on time and 1 will graduate early. Now, the Texas Education Agency is aware of some of the successes American Youth Works has had over the last 30-plus years, but Radcliffe is not impressed.
Well, there's rarely a school that's completely bad. There's always some bright spot.
But the state agency does not focus on schools' bright spots. Instead, it takes points off for each of the charter's failures. In the case of American Youth Works, CEO Smith explains the school lost points for another campus it owned before.
We had a negative academic mark for a campus that we chose to close ourselves back in 2010.
The education agency also believes the school has too many teachers per student ratio. And lastly, the state says the school is failing financially.
This whole issue boils down to basically $7.62.
In order to understand what Smith is saying, it's worth mentioning that the TEA tells schools where it's okay to invest their money and where it isn't. That's because in the past, schools have lost money. But for years, American Youth Works invested in programs that paid more than what TEA allows. The school says at times, they made almost 1,000 times more than what they would have made had they invested in a TEA-approved account.
So in the end, we could be shut down over $7.62 worth of interest when instead we earned $7,000. Something is wrong with this measurement tool.
Smith now invests into TEA-approved accounts. He says the school is correcting all of its wrongs. But so far, the state is still pursuing closure. So, the school is doing everything it can to prevent that from happening. First, it's appealing through the court system. Then, it's encouraging current and former students to become some sort of school ambassadors. One of these ambassadors is Ruben Castro Jr. He graduated from American Youth Works 14 years ago.
We're building a 5-star rated solar subdivision equipped with rainwater.
Castro is a construction manager for La Casa Verde, a greenhouse building company. Like the majority of students at American Youth Works,
I think I'm happy. I know I'm happy where I'm at right now.
Now, Castro has become a mentor to other kids at American Youth Works. He's even hired a couple of them. And he sees his old self in them. He remembers how he, too, wanted to give up and drop out of school. Castro and many of the school's current students and teachers hope the agency chooses another option for the school. Now, it's up to the courts. If the courts rule in favor of the state, the school will close its doors by the end of this school year.
That story came to us from Radio Bilingüe reporter Joy Diaz.